Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani, member by Ram Goldar, and there Mezekes Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi He, the ninth parak, Hagozel Eitzin. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, it was Tana Brice, where Mer says that if one stole a sheep and sheared it, or a cow, and it gave birth, Mesham Osav Es Gizoseh Es Vladaseh, he pays, means he returns it, its shearings, and its offspring. Two more opinions are recorded, which are going to be analyzed. The Gemara asks, if Rebbe Meir holds Shinui does not acquire, so the robber does not acquire the shorn wool, nor the born fetus, or although he generally holds Shinui does acquire, he penalized the robber to return the wool and calf. The nafkamina is where the animal physically changed, to its detriment, whether the robber can return the animal as is. A Mishnah is eventually quoted in which a dyer dyed someone's wool the wrong color, which Rebbe Meir considers like stealing it, where Rebbe Meir says he pays the owner the original value of the wool, not its new increased value. This proves that his ruling is based on a penalty, which does not apply to his unintentional error. In another version, it's known that Rebbe Meir penalized the robber, and the question is whether he penalizes an unintentional robber as well. The Mishnah proves that he does not. Point number two, in the price I just mentioned, Rebbe Yehuda says, Gezela chozeres be'eneha, the stolen animal returns to its owner as is, without the shorn wool and calf. He additionally pays the value of the wool or fetus at the time of the robbery. Rabbi Shimon says, Roi no sokiyo hi shuma eitzel bekesef. We view it as if it was appraised and placed with him according to its cash value at the time of the robbery, and he pays that amount. Rabbi Zvid explains, B'shevach shal gabi gazel kemifugi. They argue about improvements which are still attached to the stolen item. For example, the animal grew wool or became pregnant in his possession. Rabbi Yehuda holds they belong to the original owner since he says the animal is returned as is, including additional improvements. Rabbi Shimon, who views the animal as if it was appraised at the robbery, holds all improvements belong to the robber who acquires them with the shinui even while attached. Rabbi Papa says both agree that the robber owns improvements that are attached to the animal. Rabbi Yehuda holds he owns them completely, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds he owns them l'mechzel l'shlish u'revi'ah, for a half, a third, or a quarter, the customary rate for an animal's caretaking. And point number three, Rav Asher related a question raised regarding Rabbi Shimon's opinion that the robber has a right to a share of the improvements attached to the animal. When the robber's share is paid out, b'dmei masalkin leh, is it with money that we remove him? O dilma b'misara shalko, or perhaps he takes his share from the meat of the calf itself. This is resolved from a statement of Shmuel. Shosh shamin lehen shevach. There are three people for whom we assess the improvements they made to the land, umalinosam bedamim, and we remove them from their share in the land through a money payment. Number one, a bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in improvements they made to the estate before dividing it, since the bechor does not receive a double portion in the subsequent improvements. Number two, a creditor pays a buyer who improved the land that the creditor collects. And number three, a creditor pays orphans who improve the land he collects for the father's debt. Tosus explains that in our case too, the victim may buy out the robber's share. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In a Brice, Rabbi Meir says that if one stole a sheep and sheared it, or a cow and it gave birth, Mishom Osav Es Gizosev Es Vladoseh, he pays, means he returns it, its shearings, and its offspring. Two more opinions are recorded, which are going to be analyzed. The Gemara asks, if Rabbi Meir holds Shinui does not acquire, so the robber does not acquire the shorn wool, nor the born fetus, or although he generally holds Shinui does acquire, he penalized the robber to return the wool and calf. The nafkamina is where the animal physically changed, to its detriment, whether the robber can return the animal as is. A Mishnah is eventually quoted in which a dyer dyed someone's wool the wrong color, which Rebbe Meir considers like stealing it, where Rebbe Meir says he pays the owner the original value of the wool, not its new increased value. This proves that his ruling is based on a penalty, which does not apply to his unintentional error. In another version, it's known that Rebbe Meir penalized the robber, and the question is whether he penalizes an unintentional robber as well. The Mishnah proves that he does not. Point number two, in the price I just mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda says, Gezela chozeres be'eneha, the stolen animal returns to its owner as is, without the shorn wool and calf. He additionally pays the value of the wool or fetus at the time of the robbery. Rabbi Shimon says, Roi no sokiyo hi shuma eitzel bekesef. We view it as if it was appraised and placed with him according to its cash value at the time of the robbery, and he pays that amount. Rav Zvid explains, B'shevach shal gabi gazel kemifugi. They argue about improvements which are still attached to the stolen item. For example, the animal grew wool or became pregnant in his possession. Rabbi Yehuda holds they belong to the original owner since he says the animal is returned as is, including additional improvements. Rabbi Shimon, who views the animal as if it was appraised at the robbery, holds all improvements belong to the robber who acquires them with the shinui even while attached. Rabbi Papa says both agree that the robber owns improvements that are attached to the animal. Rabbi Yehuda holds he owns them completely, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds he owns them l'mechzel l'shlish u'revi'ah, for a half, a third, or a quarter, the customary rate for an animal's caretaking. And point number three, Rav Asher related a question raised regarding Rabbi Shimon's opinion that the robber has a right to a share of the improvements attached to the animal. when the robber's share is paid out, b'dmei masal kinunei, is it with money that we remove him? O dilma b'masar shalko, or perhaps he takes his share from the meat of the calf itself. This is resolved from a statement of Shmuel. Shosh shamin lehen shevach. There are three people for whom we assess the improvements they made to the land, umalinosan b'damim, and we remove them from their share in the land through a money payment. Number one, a bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in improvements they made to the estate before dividing it, since the bechor does not receive double portion in the subsequent improvements. Number two, a creditor pays a buyer who improved the land that the creditor collects. And number three, a creditor pays orphans who improve the land he collects for the father's debt. Tosfos explains that in our case too, the victim may buy out the robber's share. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tzadi Hey, and our standard Siman is a Tzahal tank commander. A Tzahal tank commander, so here goes. The tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with his shearings, and the thief returning a stolen sheep with the wool that grew in his possession, was interrupted when a bechor stepped onto the field to pay his brother with cash for his share in the improvements they made to the father's estate before dividing it. So once again, in slow motion, the tank battle, that must be Daf Tzadi Hey, Tzahal tank commander. The tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with the shearings, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Mer says that if one stole a sheep and sheared it, or a cow, and it gave birth, Mishalm Osa Bez Gizoseh Bez Vladoseh, he pays, means he returns it, its shearings, and its offspring. The Gemara asks, if Mer holds Shinui does not acquire, so the robber does not acquire with the shorn wool, nor the born fetus, or although he generally holds Shinui does acquire, he penalized the robber to return the wool and the calf. So the tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with his shearings, and the thief returning a stolen sheep with the wool that grew in his possession, which reminds us, in the same brace where Yehuda says, Gezela chozeres be'eneho, the stolen animal returns to its owner as is, without the shorn wool and calf. He additionally pays the value of the wool or fetus at the time of the robbery. Rabbi Shimon says we view it as if it was appraised and placed with him according to its cash value at the time of the robbery, and he pays that amount. Rosvid explains, B'shevach shal gabi gazel kamufike. They argue about improvements which are still attached to the stolen item, meaning the animal grew wool or became pregnant in his possession. Rosvid holds they belong to the original owner, since he says the animal is returned as is, including additional improvements. Rabbi Shimon, who views the animal as if it was appraised at the robbery, holds all improvements belong to the robber, who acquires them with Shinui, even while attached. So the tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with the shearings, and the thief returning a stolen sheep with the wool that grew in his possession, was interrupted when a bechor stepped onto the field to pay his brother with cash for his share in the improvements they made to their father's estate before dividing it, which reminds us. Shmuel said, Shlosh shamin lehen shevach. There are three people for whom we assess the improvements they made to the land, umalin osam bedamim, and we remove them from their share in the land through a money payment. The first one being a bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in improvements they made to the estate before dividing it, since the bechor does not receive a double portion in the subsequent improvements. So once again, the tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with his shearings, and the thief returning a stolen sheep with the wool that grew in his possession, was interrupted when a bechor stepped onto the field to pay his brother with cash for his share in the improvements they made to their father's estate before dividing it. All right, so now it's time for four Barabach Hazara. Daf Tzadi Av. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. The judges who are busy assessing the old detached exit sign, that must be on Daf Tzadi Av. Say. The judges who were busy assessing if the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Yesh Omer L'Nizokin, is an assessment made for damages to determine if the weapon was capable of inflicting them, O Ein Omer L'Nizokin, or is an assessment not made for damages? Is an assessment only made for killing where some weapons can kill but others cannot, as opposed to damages, which can always be attributed to whatever weapon was used, or is an assessment made for damages as well? So the judges who were busy assessing if the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, were startled when a tall man started banging his head against the newly installed exit sign to injure himself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchus if one is permitted to wound himself. So the judges who were busy assessing the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, were startled when a tall man started banging his head against the newly installed exit sign to injure himself as a punishment for cutting down a fig tree while it was still producing fruit, which reminds us, Rav said that a palm tree that bears a cup of dates is forbidden to cut down. Rabbi Chanina said that a son, Shivchas, died prematurely only because he cut down a fig tree while it was still producing fruits. Dav Tzadi Beis, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The man who gave 1,000 turtles, that must be more on Dav Tzadi Beis, tzav, turtle. The man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Afal pi shehu nosenlo, although the assailant gives the victim compensation, ein nimcholo ad sheyavakesh mimenu, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him, as we find Akash Baruch who told Avimelech to appease Avram for taking Sarah until he would forgive him and daven for him. The Mishnah adds that a victim who refuses to forgive is considered cruel because we find that Avram davened for Avimelech and he was healed. So the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shleima of a friend, which his wife was also in need of. Which reminds us, sources are brought for the saying, Kol mevakesh rachamim al chavero, anyone who asks Hashem for mercy on his fellow's behalf, v'hu tzarech oso davar, and he himself needs that very thing, hu ne'ana tchila, he's answered first. One of the sources being that Avram davened for Avimelech, and Akash Baruch remembered Sarah, and she became pregnant. So, the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shleima of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, when he was approached by a man in need of a livelihood who asked if he could get hired to work on his turtle farm. Which reminds us, Rabbi Mamari said that the source for the saying, a duck stoops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar looking for food, is from Avigal's statement to David HaMelech, and Hashem shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid. Although she convinced David not to kill her husband Nabal, she prophesied that he would die, and hinted that David should remember her afterward and take her as a wife. Rashi says this teaches that one's humility should not prevent one from asking for his needs, whether in Torah's livelihood or claiming payment of a loan. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, train conductor, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel, a train chugging along. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, which reminds us, Rav Chanan said, Hamoser din al chavero, one who gives over judgment of his fellow to heaven, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge him, hu ne'enash tchila, he's punished first for his own sins. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains he scrutinized to determine if he deserves to have his fellow punished because of him. We find that Sarai told Avram, Chamasi alecha, my injustice upon you, let Hashem judge between me and you, and she died earlier than Avram. So, when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell. Which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, a gozel etzim ba'asan kelim, one who steals pieces of wood and makes them into utensils, semer ba'asan begadim, or pieces of wool, and makes them into garments, mishalm kashas hegzela, pays their value at the time of the robbery. Since he acquired them with a shinui, a physical change, he pays their original value and he keeps the stolen items. The Mishnah implies that his earlier acts of planing the wood and whitening the wool, respectively, were insufficient to acquire them, which contradicts a Bryce's saying that one does acquire with these acts. Abai explains that the Mishnah discusses one who stole boards, which he assembled into a chest, or already spun threads of wool, which he wove into a garment. So when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell, nor his accomplice acquiring wool he stole by whitening it. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one who whitens stolen wool acquires it. This contradicts the Mishnah regarding reishis hageis, and Rava says that both statements are Rabbi Shimon's, but distinguishes between cleaning the wool by hand, which is insignificant, and cleaning through combing, which is significant. Dav Tzadi Dalet, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Dalet is a hunter, so here goes. The hunter, that must be more Dav Tzadi Dalet. Tzad. The hunter who pointed his rifle at a thief to prevent him from making a bracha on wheat he stole ground and separated challah on, which reminds us, Abai lists 5 to 9 who hold shinui bin koma omed, an item which underwent a change, stays in place, and is not acquired. One of them being Boaz ben Yaakov, who said that if one stole wheat and made bread with it, then separated challah, he cannot make a bracha. Ein zemavarach el menayitz. This is not blessing Hashem, but blaspheming him to make a bracha over stolen goods. Rav rejected every proof and said that in this case, a bracha is different because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. So the hunter who pointed his rifle at a thief to prevent him from making a bracha on wheat he stole ground and separated challah on, refused to take illegally obtained money that a gazlan was trying to return to him because he knew his rabbi would not be happy with him. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, ha-gazlanim umavi baribus shechaziru, robbers and lenders on interest who attempted to return their legally obtained money, in makabun mehen, their victim should not accept it from them. And one who does accept it from them, a spirit of the chachamim is not pleased with with him. Rabbi Yochanan said this was enacted in Rebbe's time because of an incident in which someone wished to return his ill-gotten gains until his wife warned him that if he would repent, he would not even keep his belt, which he stole, and he refrained from repenting. So the hunter who pointed his wife out a thief to prevent him from making a bracha on wheat he stole, ground, and separated challah on, refused to take illegally obtained money that a gazan was trying to return to him because he knew his rabbi would not be happy with him, but didn't turn away the children returning his high-powered binoculars that their father stole from him because of their father's honor, which reminds him of a statement of Brisa that if a father stole and left his children a cow, cloak, or any distinct object which would be recognized by the public as being illegally obtained, they are obligated to return it mifnei kavod aviyim because of their father's honor. The Gemara wonders why they must protect their father's honor, for the pasuk says, "V'nasi ba'amcha l'tar, and a prince among your people you shall not curse," implying this is only ba'osam ma'isa amcha, when he acts according to the deeds of your people, but one who sins is not entitled to honor. The Gemara answers, "B'sha'asa tshuva," the cases where the father repented before dying but did not manage to return the illegally obtained item before he died. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pow quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn about Rebbe's takana not to accept payment from gazlanim and mavi ribbis? That's on daf. Sadi Dalit. Good number 2. Which stuff do you learn that one's humility should not prevent him from asking for his needs, whether in Torah's livelihood or claiming payment of a loan? That's on daf. Tzadi Beis. Good number 3. Which stuff do we learn? The one who asks Hashem to judge someone is punished first for his own sins. That's on daf. Tzadi Gimel. Good number 4. Which of the when a Bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in improvements they made to their father's estate before dividing it? That's on daf. Tzadi Hei. Good number 5. Which of the when kol mevakesh rachamim al chavero v'hu tzarek v'oso davar unena techila? That's on daf. Sadi Beis. Good number 6. Which stuff do we learn about the status of a Nixay Malug slave, whether he goes free if his tooth or eye were knocked out by the wife or the husband? That's on daf. Pay task. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn if one stole wheat and made bread with it and then separated challah, he cannot make a bracha as it's blaspheming Hashem? That's on daf. Sadi Dalit. Good number 8. Which is about Remer's opinion that a gazlan also returns the shearings and offspring of a stolen animal? That's on daf. Tzadi Hei. Good number 9. Which daf do we ask in a case where the Sanhedrin witnesses a murder whether the judges can act as aiding? That's on daf. Tzadi Good. And number 10. Which daf do Malkos Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding Shevach Shal Gabi Gazela, for example, where an animal grew wool in the gazlan's possession? That's on daf. Sadi Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.